We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Bucks won a f***ing NBA championship.
Yeah!
What? What?
He tries to take a pulse, babe.
Watching that basketball game, like, caused health problems for me.
Boogie hates racism and Chris Paul. And who cannot get on board with that platform?
If I've learned a lot, I'm not going to say it. That sounds too
bad. If the Bucks do win it all, Pat Connaughton's numbers should be in the rafters.
Hey there. Welcome to the Eurostep Milwaukee Bucks podcast, proudly a part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network and GSPN. I am your host, Ty Windisch, and I'm joined on this episode not by the illustrious Rohan Kadi on a selfie heat check on Twitter/X, by the way. No, I'm joined by Bart Winkler of Into the Winklerverse, Milwaukee sports legend, hero, figure, certainly figure. I always love to connect with Bart. We've made our crossover chats a pretty regular feature throughout the Bucks seasons and between them. I think last time may have been before this Bucks season, and certainly the convo was a lot different than it ended up being. We talked all about just this Bucks season as a whole, our different responses to it, previewed the playoffs and our thoughts, and just kept going back and forth on we think they can beat anyone, but they may lose right away. It wasn't as downer as it sounds, but I thought it was a great chat. So make sure, if you aren't already, subscribe to Into the Winklerverse, formerly the Bart Winkler Show, wherever you get Eurostep/Win in 6/GSPN content, whether that's on YouTube, whether that's on the pod feed. Just type in Into the Winklerverse, follow the show at the Winklerverse and Bart at Bart Winkler Show. Check it all out. Thank you for listening. Enjoy my chat with Bart Winkler.
Ty Windisch, Bart Winkler, back together as the good Lord intended. So where I am at with the Bucks is it's a place of just, I did not care.
Yeah. You got a lot of crap for it. I saw that was the smarter place to be. I cared a lot throughout this last month, and it wasn't fun.
I think I had to, like, for my own sanity, I had to not care. But I really, like, there's so much that has happened, and I think the sentiment is the right one, where I thought this regular season was going to be so boring, where it was going to be, let's just get back to the playoffs and then whatever. Then they trade for Dame. And it's like, oh, well, now the regular season's going to be really fun because they might end up with the same record, but it will be a different viewing experience. It did become a different viewing experience, a really, like, awful one where they would show you flashes of this is what we thought. But then there was so much, like, them getting in their own way. Oh, and by the way, they fired a coach to hire the almost too comically perfect for the situation, Doc Rivers. So I didn't watch a lot of the season with the frame in mind, like I'm judging something. So you did. You're breaking down, you're analyzing. And for that reason, I do understand, if you were someone who did that, why a series with the Pacers where you don't really know the full extent of Giannis's availability, why you think we might be done before May 1st. Or anyone. I totally, like, if you're going to look at results, because I keep saying, oh, they can flip a switch, they can flip a... I'm not... Flip a switch, I don't like that phrase.
Yeah.
I just feel like this is a different landscape. It's a different terrain. But if the problems were so strong, then I can understand people being nervous.
It's the $1 million or however much value question, whatever Dame's contract is. It's that's how much the question is worth. I think you look at it closer than ever. I did, because, you know, I think if it was the situation that we kind of, even with the new coach, and let's just say Griffin had made it through, if they didn't do the Dame trade, which who knows? I think it's probably more likely, frankly. Like, I think the situation is less volatile. I mean, maybe it's just bad enough that it doesn't matter, but, you know, I think the Drew version of the Bucks is probably, there's probably just less people care, right? Like, about the regular season in general, about the Bucks, where people wouldn't before. I mean, the expectations are different. They're still high. I mean, it's still Giannis' team and everything else, but whatever. I don't need to go way down that road. But it was like, okay, they need to figure out how to play together. And I thought it was going to be pretty easy. I didn't think it was going to be like, you know, day one they're got. But I mean, you know, okay, dominant pick and roll finisher, big. Yeah. Dominant point guard, ball handler, outside shooter, like outside of Steph. One of the best three-point shooting point guards we've ever seen in the league on high volume. It's like, okay, it can't be that hard. And they've made it look hard. And honestly, that's the frustrating part. Like, even if they had the 49 wins, they didn't get to 50 wins or on a 50-win pace with some of the shortened seasons. For the first time since before Bud, they had always won 50 or been on pace to since Bud arrived. They didn't do that. I could be sitting here at 49 and 33 saying, fine. You know, that's fine. They figured their stuff out. They didn't have Giannis or Dame for how many games. And, of course, Christmas time and injuries and coaching change, whatever. I think my biggest issue with them is I don't know if they have the gear I expected to see occasionally of, like, all right, Giannis and Dame are just going to do their pick and roll and it's totally unguardable. It's that happens here and there. But it's not as regular as I want it to be. And I saw Marcus Johnson, who does a phenomenal job breaking down the Bucks whenever he's on the broadcast and on Twitter when he's not, and now is the pod with the Bucks, shared that the Giannis and Dame minutes, the Bucks had lost them dating back to, like, I think it was sometime in late March, like when they were on court together. And that's the kind of stuff where it's like, all right, I don't care. If everything goes to hell in a handbasket when they're not out there together, fine. The fact that it feels like they don't have a great rhythm right now offensively when they're together is one of the things that worries me the most. And then there's just the whole Dame thing of, like, oh, he just sucks sometimes? That I didn't have that as part of my bingo card. 1-for-11 or ends 2-for-14 against Orlando in a game where you can lock up the 2 seed. Now, maybe it worked out. I mean, I forget how it would have changed if the Bucks had won. But, I mean, Indiana is not the scariest first-round opponent, certainly in the East when you look at the rest of them. But clearly they were trying to win that game and didn't go well. And now I think it's a very interesting moment for Dame, for the Bucks. On our pod yesterday, Rohan said it's a legacy playoff series here for Dame. I mean, not just with the Bucks, but overall. I mean, this is like...
Well, because everyone thinks he sucks now.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, and the level of play didn't help. He's been bad. I mean, he's been bad by, you know, we expected a superstar. I would say he has been like a struggling star.
Well, yeah, he still made the All-Star game and won the MVP. Yeah. Like, he's still good, but I think we did have such high expectations because Damian Lillard being a Milwaukee Buck is something we never thought would be possible. Now it feels like he's been here for 6 years somehow in some way. And that's where, like, when I talk about this to a national audience,
yeah,
I feel like it's a different view. Like, everything people look at what the Bucks did looks like an obvious mistake at the time they did it. Like, they traded for Dame. That was so exciting. Then when Drew got to Boston, everyone's like, oh, well, now they lost. I mean, immediately people are saying they lost. And I'm trying to, like, I was going through this the other day when Drew signed his big contract. Like, yeah, we love Drew. And defensively, way better. In the playoffs, he was shooting like 10% less from the field, from three. And so they were looking for someone that could come and not do that, not disappear as a point guard offensively, knowing they'd have to give up some defensive skill on that side. Okay. And then they have Adrian Griffin and he's got a 31-13 record or whatever. And then they fire him. And like I've said, there's so many things that I've heard about what it was like in the building and what the coaching was like that. I don't know what I've read, like from name. I don't know what has been told to me off the record from other people. I don't know. Like it's just, it's a big mess.
Sauce Bart.
Yeah. It was a mess though. And so, I can understand, all right, you know, there's a bigger goal here. But then to hire Doc and then to have this, like, weird period with him. So I don't know that you can make any grand decision yet and grand proclamation yet about the Bucks until we see the playoffs. But also, I think if we – if we just had the team we had last year healthy, I think we'd feel better about it. Like Bud
probably
and Drew and healthy. I think we
well, especially if that means that Boston just still has like Malcolm Brogdon. I mean, maybe they could have picked someone else. I mean, but yeah, I mean, I do think that Drew being their sixth guy, which he is, which is, I'm not trying to shade Drew here. I mean, that's just look at the team and how they operate. He is very much sixth in line there, but it just speaks to like how crazy of a team that
we needed Drew.
Yeah.
And I am a wee guy, everybody. We don't all know that. But we needed Drew to shoot 38% from three. The Celtics don't need that.
No, they're just like, sure, if you want to, go ahead. And he's shooting great on corners like he always does. And I actually do worry, and I think it's going to drive Bucks fans crazy. I think he might shoot a pretty decent percentage in the playoffs too, just because it's like he's always the fourth guy on offense. I mean, it's like he had to take a bigger role, obviously, in Milwaukee. And, you know, I'm not trying to justify the way he shot with the Bucks. I mean, he also made some very poor decisions, and I am curious to see, like, how often is he just able to do that? But they can just say, yeah, we actually never need you to handle the ball, Drew, so you're not going to be able to pull up from three with 18 seconds left while there's a 6'6 guy guarding. Well, they don't have Giannis, but Porzingis in this scenario. I agree with you. I mean, I said, and it's funny because like once a fortnight now when Dame looks like an all-NBA guy again, I get killed for it every like 9-10 days. But I was like, yeah, I wouldn't redo the trade right now when they had just lost 6 of 7. And people are like, are you crazy? And I'm saying, listen, to be clear, you know, I recorded a video from New England on my honeymoon, excited about the move, showing thigh in shorts, drinking a beer. Like, I'm not trying to retcon that I wasn't all for it. I thought it was a slam dunk. And I'm not even saying I'm firm in that forever going forward. We're going to find out right now if I stand on that this summer or not. I mean, this playoff series. I mean, not right now, but in 5 days, 6 days when the Bucks start against the Pacers. But it's just the season has just stunk. I mean, the disappointment of it. And it's like you said, the excitement. It was like, oh, yeah. This is it. This is the missing piece. This is the player they've always needed. And we've all known it. It's not like, you know, we made that up. I mean, a point guard who can outside shoot. I mean, that opens up everything with Giannis. And like Chris could approximate it, but, you know, not the best at dribbling. And that kind of helps with being a point guard and perimeter player. We all love Chris, but that's just true. And of course, the injuries are factoring in on him. And it just has not worked out well. It hasn't felt good. The coaching thing compounded it. Like it's not all because of Dame by any means. But yeah, I agree. I think we'd feel better right now if everything was just stayed the same, which is hilarious now. Because I mean, I thought it was the right decision to fire Bud too. It felt like he lost the locker room. But now I'm like, okay, if like four straight coaches, if you want to talk about Prunty, lose the locker room, is that not just on the locker room? And I'm not saying Doc has lost them or whatever, but it's like, you know, there's these games where they just like look apathetic way too often. It's like, okay, did they just pick three bad coaches, or is this group just need to like be more consistent themselves and maybe stop blaming coaches?
Well, I mean, people nationally will look at Giannis and call him a coach killer. which I don't think he is. But if I was somebody that was looking
only,
at
only team, the prospects of Nick Nurse, that's all. That's the only coach killing move he made.
I mean, if I was trying to like get under a Bucks fan skin, I would say that. I'd go, look at you guys,
yeah.
Coach killer. You can't maintain anything. I'm Bart Winkler. Ty Windisch is here. We are together. We are united in our, I would say a couple of weeks ago, I said, if you got $1 million, if you were right, so you're not betting this. It's not your money.
Yeah, just you win.
You win $1 million if you can accurately predict what's going to happen with the Bucks this postseason. About 4 weeks ago, I said they will lose to the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Championship. I think getting there at this point is like it's gonna be. I don't know, but that's the part. Like they. Okay. I'm trying to reconcile all of my feelings.
It's so hard. That's the thing about this team. I've been saying this. It's a boom or bust team. I think
because I'm trying to say like they could easily go into this series with the Pacers and sweep them. But then before that sentence gets to my tongue, I'm thinking, well, they can't. They suck. Like there is so I do understand. I do understand the regular season part and people being worried. I'm just what I'm saying is maybe that's what I'm doing. I am also with everyone. I am expecting disaster too. I have just chosen not to feel it until it's time to feel it. So you guys are all feeling it in the regular season, going crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I basically am like, yeah. But then come the playoff time, if they do lose to Indiana or do get to the next, like if they don't, I'll probably be taking it the hardest of all because I've got all this.
Yeah, you didn't pre-grieve. You didn't pre-grieve like the rest of us.
Yeah, I didn't pre-grieve.
We'll get back to the Bart podcast in just a moment. But first, I want to talk to all of you listeners and viewers about our friends at Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and watch the winnings roll in. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what makes Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this basketball season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. I'm in a couple fantasy basketball leagues, folks. Neither went well, so it was great to be able to tap in with daily fantasy instead of just watching my categories leagues lose every single week. Download the app today and use code EUROSTEP for a first deposit match up to $100. That's promo code EUROSTEP, the name of this podcast, all one word, on the Prize Picks app, and get that free first deposit match up to $100 on us. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy with Prize Picks.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I think they're the most, and I hate saying this because it's like, this is what we said about like the KD Nets, and I guess now the KD Suns. I guess this is what we say about KD teams. But I feel like they could lose any series or win any series. But I do think more than those teams for this Bucks team, it either feels like they figure it out the first round and it's like, no, maybe that series still goes a little long just because the Giannis of it all. I mean, Shams reported today of The Athletic that it's unlikely he plays in game one. I mean, I kind of figured, you know, this is the last time he'll be able to have any extended rest until the end of this postseason run. So, I mean, can you split the first two games and then bring him back in an even series, even without home court? Like, that feels fine if that's what happens. And you know, again, you're either going to win or lose regardless. It's a Pacers team that really hasn't been great since the IST. But I feel like the Bucks either figure it out, and it's complicated with Giannis.
I love it.
The good old IST in-season tournament for anyone who's not locked in.
That feels like 6 years ago.
The big-time Lakers over Pacers IST win, and then both teams. Very weird since then. I guess
that was a fun night, though. I was, like, super into that game.
It was a great game. I mean, I think it's going to be a fun tournament going forward. The Bucks one wasn't as fun. No. But I think – and then I think if they beat the Pacers, I think they win the second round. I think the Knicks are good. I think the Cavs exist. But that they wouldn't see the Cavs anyway. I think the Knicks – it could be Sixers or Heat too. Like, it could be a tough second round. But I think if the Bucks can get there, they'll probably have something figured out pending another, you know, unfortunate injury or whatever. And then it's like, all right, I expect them to then have a long series with Boston. I don't know if they win, beat Boston. I think that Boston team is truly awesome. But I think they'll go there and really match up with them. Or maybe they lose in like five or six to Indiana, like they did last year. And it's an eerily similar situation, right? Of like, all right, we should win. We're the favorite. Not as much. I mean, they're not a one seed to an eight. But still, like, I think people agree the healthy Bucks should beat that team. But we're not going to have Giannis for all the games. And we're going to have hampered Giannis. So can the rest of the team step up? And they did it in 21, and they got to the finals and won. And in 23, they folded. I mean, they were bad. They looked lifeless. Giannis tried to come back, but it just didn't matter at that point. Same situation. It's the same test for the non-Giannis Bucks. But you got Dame. This is the point, right? You got a superstar. Second one. I think it's a huge test on him. And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, even more so, like, this is Giannis's team, right? But if they don't get far, this is going to be – depending on how he plays, but
– yeah.
Damian Lillard's been – you know, I had a buddy telling me, it's like, oh, well, all this time we just assumed Damian Lillard was this all-star because we just saw his highlights. And the Blazers are never good, and they're never on TV, and now we see him every day, and we're like, oh, man, this guy's got worse shooting streaks than anybody. And now they're at this point where – everything is up in the air. It's hard to say what's going to happen. I think that, you know, anything, I don't know, but I guess either way, like, this is not going to be their team next year. Right. I mean, I don't know.
I'd be surprised. Unless it goes really well. Unless it goes really well.
So, Brooke, Chris, we're not trading Dame. Maybe we're trading Dame.
I mean, what's out on the table? I mean, it's
not firing. We're not paying a fourth head coach.
No, I think that. I think that's. I think Doc is going to be back regardless. I think Doc. We know Doc is way too good at explaining why things are other people's faults, and he has. I mean, a lot of easy ones here. I mean, this is not. It's not a difficult one to be like, hey, man. I didn't shoot 40% in the series or whatever. We'll hear from him right after the games. We'll know exactly what the storyline is going to be. But no, I think the least likely piece to move is probably Doc, which is maybe unfortunate for people. We're calling him Mr. Rivers on our show. We took his doctorate away. Oh, yeah. Although I like the starting Pat Bev. I mean, it's like, again, though, what kind of desperate situation are you in? We have to start 35-year-old Pat Bev. I know he's real excited about it, but I think he also has been very boom or bust. Like, he's either got 20 and 10 and looks great, or, you know, is like just 2 points, which is, you know, fine. I think he can and is playing that PJ Tucker role. Like, I think that's a good parallel. We've seen the Bucks win with just leaning into defense before, but no, you don't have the Drew next to him for the perimeter, and Brooke is not the same that he was 3 years ago, which, I mean, should be obvious. 35 years old, I think, now, and that big. He's still good, but I don't think the same level of impact. But it's just hard. I just feel like they're kind of between identities. And I think they were offense. They didn't like it. And then the Griffin thing wore out. And then Doc leaned into what Giannis wants to do, and Brooke and these guys and defense. And that's great. And they had some great defensive games. But I don't know. Can they be a defensive first team through four playoff rounds? And will they win that way? It hasn't looked great the last couple of weeks. They haven't been whole at all. I mean, that's the other, they're just old and injured all the time. But it's going to be interesting to see, like, what's their identity in the playoffs now? Because it was always defense. Their offense was ugly. And now it's like they want to be defense, and they are sometimes. But now the offense is somehow still ugly with Dame, which really just is like only the Bucks could do this.
Well, the injury, like, we look at all these changes they made.
Yeah.
And Bud and coaches and Dame. But if you look at when they won the title, and they overcame injury to do that, but then they won. The next year, what was it? Middleton was hurt.
Yep.
The next year, Giannis was hurt. Here we are now. Giannis is hurt.
Yeah.
We're like making these, we're moving mountains in these off seasons. Like, we fired a coach who was good.
Number one coach in franchise history. Game.
Like, we fight, and we traded Drew Holiday and let him go to the team that he shouldn't, we absolutely couldn't. But you can look at it and just be like, we should have done anything. We should have just not done. They got hurt. There's a built-in excuse, and they're still moving all these mountains. So I don't know. I mean, you can't do anything about it now. But if they were just a healthy version of the team they've had the last few years, I think everybody would look at them as the favorite.
Yeah, at least
there's
up
been
there.
All these injuries. They didn't change because I don't know. It's just, and so then you think, well, is John Horst maybe doing too much? I know Horst God is the man, but can he take a day off? I mean, he's training for Dame on his GD vacation. Like, enjoy your vacation.
Well, I do wonder. I mean, we have a new owner in town who seems relatively active in Jimmy and Dee Haslam, new owners, I guess, co-owners. And I think certainly, like, it was in the story.
Governors,
excuse me. Don't want to offend anyone. Privileged class, protected class. I mean, they've been through a lot as billionaires. But, you know, I think it was, like, very pointed out in the articles, like, the last straw for Griffin was the Cleveland game where they got blown out in front of the Haslams, which I think, I don't know if that's always noted in the stories. I'll tell you, I do know it's almost certainly not a coincidence. I think there's just a level of activity there. And I'm not absolving Horace. Like, I do think it's a tough one because I would have done pretty, like, all the moves he has made, or almost all of them, I've been like, yeah, that's a good, I agree with that move.
Oh, yeah.
But your seat's probably still warm just because everything's gone poorly. And it's like, you know, there's a reason that I don't make the calls for the Bucks. I call into a microphone, whatever. And it's tough, though, because I think, yeah, the guy goes and gets Dame, and it's now is his seat warm. And I do think the worst thing is they're too old, and they're obviously too old, and it's glaring sometimes. And, like, in the games when Giannis is out, like, your best driver is – I mean, Dame has not been great at it. Outside of him, Pat Bev or Pat Connaughton are your guys who you're putting in there to get to the rim. Like, that's not good. I mean, they look – old. Even when the Giannis is in, they look old. They're always lower in transition points than they should be. But then again, Marjon Beauchamp, Andre Jackson Jr., AJ Green are on the roster. These young guys, they don't play. And how much of that is roster construction? How much of that is coaching? They played more under Griffin, for sure. But those days are over with Mr. Rivers. It's interesting. I mean, but I think to the horse thing, I think everyone's seat is hot right now. And if it goes badly, it's going to stay that way. I mean, I think nobody is – I mean, obviously Giannis isn't, you know, going to get booted out. It would be his decision. But, I mean, like, no one in the org feels great right now. And it's all – it sucks that it's like this in the NBA, but it is. It's all playoffs, and we've known it. And that's why we had all the changes. They lost in the first round last year, and you really can't do that twice in a row.
No, and that, with it being the Pacers, like, this should be – it's not a bye week by any means. But if you're gonna need time to get a guy healthy, like, I don't think much of the Pacers.
I think it was the second best team you could. I think only Orlando was better. Yeah, I know they just beat the hell out of the Bucks, which doesn't make me look good here. But I think Orlando was the best case first round. I think Pacers were second best. I think Miami or Philly are real teams.
Yeah, with real coaches that are
and playoff superstars. Well, yeah. Embiid regular season, but we'll see.
The Pacers think because they took silver in the IST. Like, they think they are something.
Yeah.
You know, Tyrese Halliburton, all of a sudden, he's like, he just like stepped to the front. He's like, I'm the face of the league now. Yeah. And then everyone's like, no, you're not. He goes, yeah, I am. And then they're like, all right, we'll play well. And then he didn't.
Yeah.
It's like,
been
okay.
Such so a weird second half for them.
He faded away. So that's why, like, coming into this playoff, I think there's a lot of anxiety, but I think a lot of people have got, like, who knows? I mean, this. But if you lose to the Pacers, it would be the worst of any of these playoff exits in the Giannis era. It would be the worst.
Because they're not going to the finals. I mean, let's, you know, every other team they lost to went to the finals since Bud showed up. And it's like
every other team in the East would probably beat them.
Yeah, at least the
including
top
the Bulls and Hawks.
Wow. You're way lower on the Pacers than I am. I mean, they haven't figured it out. They did just score 157 points, which the Bucks have been struggling to do in two games recently. But it was against the Hawks, so that shouldn't really count, probably.
Yeah, that's probably too harsh. Plus, the Bulls are like the most – if you had to construct a team that looked like they could win 50 games but would never win more than 39 –
yeah,
they have the perfect concoction for that.
They fascinate me because they're just like weirdly really good in crunch time. And I think it's just I don't know what it is, but I admitted recently that like I've been watching their late games just to like feel some more joy and just fun of watching. I watched more NCAA tournament than I've ever watched, both men's and women's, because I was just like, I need non-Bucks basketball in my life. I don't want to be like this. I would love to just watch Bucks. I would love to rewatch the games. I'm not rewatching Bucks Magic. I can't do it. I need better play, Bart.
Yeah, I was on an airplane on Sunday, so I didn't watch that game. Unfortunately, I don't have any of the game in my brain, so I can kind of get past that one. I do think of memories of when they played the Pacers back in like 99 and 2000.
Oh.
And I was like so what would I have been? 15? It was just so weird that the Bucks, because, you know, they were good in the 80s, but then in the 90s they weren't.
No.
And it was so weird that the Bucks were in the playoffs. And now we're talking about this team and all their problems, but they still were the 3 seed. I mean, yeah. But, very, you know, things have been raised, obviously. But I do think that there's, and this is my constant fight against the youth, I do think that there's, like, I'm the 70s and 80s Packer guy about the Bucks. There was a time when being in the playoffs and the games, like one game was played on like a Thursday at 1:30, I think, for some reason. It was really weird. I remember watching it at my friend's house, like after, like we skipped school. I don't know. Weird memory, but it's just, and now 25 years ago, we got to play this version.
Yeah, I'm pulling up they played them 2 years in a row.
1 year they got swept.
Yep. Yep, Reggie Miller didn't give him much joy that year.
And those were best of fives back then.
Yeah, so they lost in three and then they lost in five in 2000.
Now, if the Bucks were playing in a best of five now, I'd be crapping my pants.
Yeah, thank God we got the extra games for Giannis to have some more time here.
The Pacers were dominant against us, but we haven't played them since, what, January?
Yeah, so no Pat Bev and no Siakam games. And like, I don't know how much of it – this is the big convo with them right now. How much of Halliburton's play is him dealing through that injury that he clearly rushed his way back from? I think he picked up a little bit. But also I've seen some pretty convincing like on-off numbers that Buddy Hield was super important to them offensively because they don't really have – like their shooting is a little suspect outside of him, especially the non-Halliburton players. And it seems like the lack of spacing has hurt Halliburton a lot too. So it's big. It's a constant, a big moment for him to kind of, you know, prove that he is the guy that he looked like in the ISD. And obviously for the Bucks, you know, just to not be, I mean, just the laughing stock of the league if they go out in the first round 2 years in a row. And for Dame, I mean, he said he was, you know, going to get the lick back in the Bucks Pacers after the IST or after the championship or whatever. And they lost to him again. So there's definitely, I think, kind of a personal rivalry going as well. Robert Traylor played 4 minutes in that 2000 series. R.I.P.
All right, R.I.P., R.I.P.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
So give me your million-dollar answer.
Oh, man.
Because now I want to say they're going to win it all.
Yeah.
But well, I'm not, you know, people keep like, I don't know if it's like, hey, that was a thing you did, or they're like cocking off about put the chairs out.
Oh, the chairs thing is never going to go away. It was.
I did not do that. Like, I want to be very clear.
Yeah.
I didn't. When I put the chairs out, 02, I didn't put them out as like, oh, I hope this works. I knew every fiber of me knew they were going to win that series. I knew it. Now, why didn't I put money on it? I just bet my reputation instead. So I should have done that. But I don't. I don't have that. I certainly don't have that feeling this year.
No, you got to respect the chairs. You got to wait to put the chairs until you know it again.
When they're
down 0-2 on Boston, you put the chairs, and that, I think, could be the right – depending if you feel it. But I think that's – I don't think you can put the chairs out before Boston this year.
I just here's what I will say, what I feel. I don't feel like we've got another 2 months of Bucks basketball.
No, I don't think so.
That's what I feel. We're gonna be talking about them in June. We're gonna be talking about the 27 and 15 Brewers and
20
mini camp,
40 and 2 Brewers. Sorry, they lost 3 already. The 40 and 3 Brewers.
I think they're up to 4 losses.
I've been talking Brewers on so many pods just to talk less Bucks as percentage of time. Started out with the Brewers all the time. I wore a Brewers jersey on our pod yesterday. Had no Brewers talk except for just what the game was going on. They lost that game. I got to stop. The Lucroy is not working for me anymore. I got to pick up a Cheerio or something. But anyway, I'll stop. I'll answer the question. I am legitimately worried, and I think it's like very close a few different percentage-wise. But I'm going to say lose to the Pacers for now. And I'm hoping it's a reverse jinx.
What?
But I really am. I don't feel good about this team. I don't feel good about the place they're in. I don't feel good about the Giannis injury. And I'm begging for them to make me look stupid. That's all I want. I want Dame to make me look like the biggest idiot in the state of Wisconsin. I'm praying for it. Make a diss track about me. But back it up on the court. That's what I really want. I don't care about the song.
Yeah, I feel like we're all with Giannis, the injury. It's like, oh, he might miss game one. I think I'm worried about that. I'm worried about, he's gonna miss game two. Okay. So then he's just like not going to play. And we basically got the Blazers.
Yeah, which has not gone well historically.
Yeah, we ain't winning anything if we just have the Blazers.
No. One conference finals run where they did not. I think he's like never won a game against Steph in his playoff career. So, I mean, it's hard to beat the Warriors regardless, but yeah.
So I'm prepared for less than 2 months, and you're prepared for the season to be over in 9 days.
Yeah. Prepared for. I don't want it. People are going to say, hey, that's the funny thing is whatever you say, do you think is going to happen? People think it's what you're rooting for. But people say, you hate Dame, you hate the Bucks, blah, blah, blah. Go back 3 weeks. When did they play the Thunder? I was ready to say, yeah, they're going to win the playoffs. They might lose 2 games, the whole playoff run. They look amazing. And then they just completely lost the rope. So I don't know, man. This team is this is the most befuddling. I say it's the most disappointing team. It's also the hardest to like just keep up with team I've ever covered since I've been doing the Bucks stuff.
Because even in talking about this, there's a little bit of pessimistic nature right now. But then I'm thinking to myself, oh, Dame's just going to go nuts.
Yeah.
Giannis is going to come back. But then when I'm like, I just can't
Because they haven't given us a good. It's the consistency. The high end.
So all you guys are right. All you guys that are you're gonna. I'm just again. I'm not when I'm saying oh they're gonna be fine. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. I'm not ready to worry yet, which I think in the long run will make it worse.
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. I'm not one of these people who it's like if they lose in six to the Pacers, I'm not going to be like, yeah, told you guys so. I'm gonna be like, dude, this sucks. I don't want this. There are people who will do both. I mean, there's after Griffin got canned, there was a whole round and like, listen. I mean, it feels good to know what's going on, but it doesn't feel good ultimately when like you were right about the. It's like I keep seeing Big Short clips on my TikTok. Have you seen the Big Short?
Yeah.
When Pitt is like, you guys are betting against the U.S. economy and like thousands of people are going to die if we're right and everything. That's and it's just as serious to me too. That's how I feel about this Bucks take.
Well, everyone, what I've noticed is the Bucks are the expectations on them is it's weird. Like I'm telling you, nationally, and we all see it. Even like. We put a lot of, I'm always yelling at Bucks Twitter.
Yeah.
But nationally, it's like, what do we win as many? This whole thing, what a joy. It's everybody like found reasons to enjoy every other team. Oh, the Knicks are doing this. It's so fun. Oh, look at the Timberwolves. And this is so fun. Oh, even the Suns. Like, they're it's just as big of a mess, but no one cares. But it's it's like the Bucks have disappointed everyone. Even if you don't care about them, everyone's lining up. That's we don't have to win to feel joy. We just need. God, this sucks. I'm not even excited. I don't even think I'm excited.
I mean, again, though, that's the funny thing about it. A great 12 minutes to start game one. And I'm like completely. I've never flip-flopped this much in my life. This Bucks team is just.
You had a great day. I saw what was going on Sunday. And everyone's just like, this is the Bucks. This is ready. We're going into the playoffs. And then they suck the rest of the game.
Yeah. First 12 minutes, I'm like, damn, playoff basketball. They gave up like 22 points in the first quarter. And a couple of them were lucky shots. And then second quarter starts, they just can't score at all. They just couldn't get a single bucket. And they couldn't stop the Orlando transition because they're just so slow. And that was that.
Well, let's have fun commiserating.
Yeah.
It's probably going to suck and be very painful, but this is our
team. I hope not, man. Yeah. I mean,
I just want people to remember we did win one. We won. Okay.
It's really, really hard to do in Milwaukee.
The Bucks have a title. We keep acting like they've never won. Well, they got two of them.
Yeah.
We saw one, though.
Yeah.
I think we forget that.
Again, I am so ready to be like, no. Damn it, they figured it out. They did flip the switch. I hate the flip the switch combo. But, I mean, Dame is almost basically verbatim said, like, playoffs are a different intensity. Like, we're going to be ready for the playoffs, which is pretty much like saying, yeah, we're going to flip it. Maybe
Say that they just did not try?
Most of the season, most of the second half of the season, yeah. Especially when there were guys out, I think for sure.
That's weird.
It's bad. I don't think it's good. I think it's bad. I think it works if you have LeBron, and they don't have LeBron.
Yeah. Shit. That's all right. Ty Windisch, Eurostep Podcast. I'm Bart Winkler, into the Winklerverse.
Yeah.
Appreciate talking to you. Go Brewers.
Go Brewers, baby. Yes, I'm going to lead every show. Guess what happened with the Brewers? Guess I'm sad Andrew Monasterio got optioned. This is what I'm thinking about.
I know.
Now. No, I went through the freaking records of the West teams to see who would have home court in the finals. I can't quit these Bucks. I'm always going to be locked in watching. I've had people say, why don't you turn off the game? They're down late in the fourth to the Raptors. I go, someone's got to see what's going on here. It's me. So we'll be covering it. Post-game pods every playoffs. We're going to do a bunch of Pacers previews because as much as the Pacers team annoys me, some of their media is great. So we'll be doing some opposition intel and stuff over on our show. And obviously you're doing Milwaukee sports all the time on Into the Winklerverse. So everyone from our side, if you're not already, go subscribe wherever you listen to the Eurostep or watch it. We're both on YouTube as well. And gspn.info is where you can find all of our other links for anyone looking for more Bucks content. And Brewers. That's Packers draft next week. That's a ball too.
Yeah, you got it all. Good stuff. All right, thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Talk soon, Bart. Hopefully we're a lot happier next time.
We won't be.